Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Retire Early Mindset, your daily dose of motivation and inspiration to ditch the rat race and build the life you deserve. Today, we're tackling something super important, especially with everything going on in the world. Budgeting in a time of inflation. Ever feel like prices are just climbing higher and higher, and your paycheck seems stuck in the past? You know that feeling when you head to the grocery store and your cart is suddenly way heavier than usual, even if you bought the same things as last week? Yeah, inflation can be a real buzzkill. But guess what? We're not going to let it ruin our retirement dreams. We're going to arm ourselves with knowledge and strategies to conquer this beast. Now, I know what you're thinking. Budgeting sounds boring, right? Like some dusty old rulebook that nobody wants to follow. But trust me, a well-crafted budget isn't about restrictions, it's your financial GPS, guiding you towards freedom and independence. Think of it as a map for your money, showing you where it's going and helping you make conscious decisions. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you create a budget that laughs in the face of inflation. First things first, track your spending. You can't manage what you don't measure. Download a budgeting app, use a spreadsheet, or even just keep a notebook, whatever works for you. For at least a month, write down every single penny you spend. I'm talking coffee runs, that impulse buy online, even the $1 candy bar at the checkout. This might feel tedious at first, but trust me, it's worth it. Seeing your spending patterns laid bare will give you valuable insights and help you identify areas where you can cut back. Number 2, identify your needs versus wants. We all have things we need to survive, food, shelter, basic utilities. Then there are the wants, that new gadget you've been eyeing, fancy dinners out, that subscription box for everything under the sun. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you need to live like a hermit. But being mindful of your spending habits and differentiating between needs and wants can make a huge difference. Think about what truly brings value to your life and prioritize those things. Third, embrace the power of negotiation. Don't be afraid to haggle. Call your internet provider, your insurance company, even your cable guy. You might be surprised at how much you can save just by asking for a better deal. And hey, if they say no, consider switching providers. There's always another option out there. Fourth, explore alternative options. Get creative and think outside the box when it comes to saving money. Can you walk or bike instead of driving? Cook more meals at home instead of eating out? Swap that expensive gym membership for free workout videos online? There are tons of ways to save without sacrificing your lifestyle. Finally, remember, consistency is key. Budgeting isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. Make it a habit to review your budget regularly, adjust as needed, and celebrate your successes along the way. Remember, small changes can add up to big savings over time. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was feeling overwhelmed by inflation, just like many of us. She saw her grocery bill skyrocketing, her gas prices going through the roof, and she felt stuck in a financial rut. But instead of getting discouraged, Sarah decided to take charge. She downloaded a budgeting app, started tracking her spending, and identified areas where she could cut back. She started cooking more meals at home, swapped her expensive coffee habit for homemade brews, and even negotiated a lower rate on her phone bill. Within a few months, Sarah was amazed at how much money she had saved. Not only did she feel more financially secure, but she also gained a sense of control over her finances. So remember, you are not alone in this journey. We all face financial challenges, but by creating a budget that accounts for inflation, you can take control of your future and build the life you deserve. Remember to track your spending, differentiate between needs and wants, negotiate whenever possible, explore alternative options, and be consistent with your efforts. This isn't about deprivation. It's about making smart choices and aligning your spending with your values. It's about creating a financial foundation that empowers you to live your life on your own terms. Go out there, conquer inflation, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who are also navigating these challenging times. Let's build a community of support and inspire each other to achieve financial freedom. And if you have any questions or want to share your own budgeting tips, drop us a line on social media. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and keep chasing those retirement dreams.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.